Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting third. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Gene Alley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Gibbon. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Joe Gibbon. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting second. The left fielder, George Altman. Batting third. The center fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Len Gabrielson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roberto Peña. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cal Kunz. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Cal Kunz. And now, play ball. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Clendenin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Beckert takes first base on ball 4. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Altman takes first base on ball 4. Beckert moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alley fields it and throws to second for the out. Beckert moves to third. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Ernie Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Becker tags and scores. Williams tags and moves to third. Santo tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gabrielson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Lynch hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Pirates, 1, Cubs, 1. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kunz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña hits a fly ball into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Burkell is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Burkell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Kunz is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kunz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Gibbon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gibbon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers hits a fly ball into right field. Gabrielson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 1 in the game. Verdon hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Beckert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Verdon. Santo reaches second base with a double. Altman goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1. Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Banks is walked intentionally. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gabrielson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gabrielson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0 for 1 in the game. Clendenon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stargell is 0 for 1 in the game. Stargell hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lynch hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-1 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ali scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bertel hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Kunz is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Kunz is 0-for-1 in the game. Kunz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagliarani takes first base on ball 4. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Alley is 0-for-1 in the game. Alley hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gibbon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gibbon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gibbon bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Beckert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers misplays the ball. That's an error on Rogers. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Altman bunts towards the mound. Gibbon fields it and throws to first for the out. Beckert moves to second. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Verdun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Beckert moves to third. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Santo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdun batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Verdun is 0-for-2 in the game. Verdun hits a pop-up towards short. Peña settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Clendenon is 0-for-2 in the game. Clendenon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-2 in the game. Stargell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Pirates, 2, Cubs, 2. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lynch hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Pirates. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Kunz covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs too. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Banks is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gabrielson is 0-for-2 in the game. Gabrielson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Peña is 0-for-2 in the game. Peña hits a fly ball into right field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Gabrielson. The throw from Pagliarani and he is out, Rogers applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alley is 0-for-2 in the game. Alley strikes out. 1 out. Joe Gibbon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gibbon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gibbon hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is 0-for-3 in the game. Rogers hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Verdon, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Verdon is 0-for-3 in the game. Verdon hits a line drive into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Moten now playing left field. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bertel is 0-for-2 in the game. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibbon fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Harry Bright pinch hits for Cal Kunz. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bright strikes out. 2 outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Beckert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Ernie Broglio now pitching. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Clendenin is 0-for-3 in the game. Clendenin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gabrielson. Clendenin reaches second base with a double. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Stargell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Mota hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bailey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bailey is walked intentionally. Jim Pagliarani, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Pagliarani is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pagliarani takes first base on ball 4. Clendenin moves to third. Bailey moves to second. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alley is 0-for-3 in the game. Alley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Altman takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams bunts towards the mound. Gibbon fields it and throws to first for the out. Altman moves to second. One out. Al McBean now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Altman scores. It's Pirates, 3, Cubs, 3. Ernie Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Al McBean is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McBean is called out on strikes. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is 0 for 4 in the game. Rogers takes first base on ball 4. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Verdon is 0 for 4 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Rogers moves to third. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Clendenin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Clendenin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Stargell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Stargell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-3, Pirates. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Mota is 0 for 1 in the game. Mota hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Gabrielson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gabrielson takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Peña is 0 for 3 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gabrielson moves to second. Doug Clemens pinch hits for Dick Bertel. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Clemens is called out on strikes. One out. Don Landrum pinch hits for Ted Abernathy. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Landrum hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gabrielson moves to third. Peña moves to second. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and 0 strikes. Beckert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Beckert hits a fly ball into right field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.